Through a local gallery connection, the foundation found a bench by Mark Oldlin called Bench with Hook and bought it for the Foss Creek Pathway. All along the pathway, you'll find benches that provide both a place to rest and a unique art experience. Mark says that sometimes he has to let a piece percolate in his studio before he finally resolves the design.
I've ended up doing quite a number of seating pieces. Well, that one was a lot of fun. It was a departure from a few I'd done prior to it. It hung around for a while. It's one of those things that had its own cadence, despite what I was imagining. And I don't know, probably at least a third of the pieces linger a bit and then suggest what they want to become. I really enjoy it when it's more intuitive, where it isn't premeditated. Just trying to embody the empty cup is a big part of the way I work. The materials certainly have a lot to do with that. It's sort of like being served up some hot coals in your hand. You have to do something with them, and hopefully the inspiration passes through me and then on into the future.
Mark was raised in the Denver, Colorado area and began his adventures in art in the arts program at Colorado State University in the late 1970s. He spent 16 years studying techniques and materials while working a wide variety of metal fabrication and repair jobs.
I'm not so much a smithy. Their style of working involves a lot more heat and energy. I'm more of a fabricator. The fabrication has its unique challenges. You feel like you're sort of fighting every inch of that material. You're sort of avoiding the hot work, which in some ways makes it a lot easier to create something. But then the tooling is completely different. It's like you need a foundry to work hot.
In addition to fabricated metal benches, Mark creates abstract metal sculptures, metal gates and railings, and metal fountains.